Last night, there was a fascinating community forum between 4 and 6 at the Eveleth Auditorium in Eveleth. And there was the opportunity for folks to talk a little bit about the topic of a link between e-cigarettes and mental health. And joining us on the phone to give us some more insight this morning is Amanda Cassidy with the American Lung Association. Amanda, good morning, and thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
You know, we've heard a lot about the dangers, of course, of smoking, of secondhand smoke. There was a story just on the news the other night about a horrible tragedy with a young man when his e-cigarette blew up and he lost his life. We've seen videos of the batteries in these things starting on fire. And so we're aware of a lot of different hazards when it comes to cigarettes and e-cigarettes. But I've never heard any conversation opened up about any connection between any form of smoking and mental health issues. Talk about that a little bit. What's going on?
Yeah. One of the things that we are hearing from students across the region when we're talking to them about e-cigarette use and tobacco use is that they have this feeling that it's a way of coping with mental health issues, anxiety, depression, stress, and that. And so unfortunately kids are starting to use these devices as an unhealthy coping mechanism for dealing with their mental health challenges. And one of the other things that we're hearing, too, is that there is starting to see some correlation between suicidal ideation in teens and tobacco use and nicotine addiction.
Now, is there any information that can indicate this person was already facing mental health challenges, they were already coping perhaps with e-cigarette use or with cigarette use, and therefore they were already in a pool of people in danger, or these were people that were doing fine, and all of a sudden they start smoking e-cigarettes, and all of a sudden they start thinking really dark thoughts? In terms of, is it
right.
Causal or...
Yeah, and that's where we don't know specifically yet whether it's causal or if it's, they were already having those types of thoughts. So there's still certainly more research that needs to be done on that. But what we do know is, like you said, unfortunately, we do hear from teens telling us that they're dealing with these mental health challenges of anxiety and stress and depression, and they are specifically telling us they're using e-cigarettes as a way of coping, which is not a healthy coping mechanism. And so that alone is unfortunate and a challenge that needs to be addressed.
You know, with the perspective of age, and I've got so much perspective, I can't tell you how excited and thrilled I am to hear you say that. And the reason I say that is I think a lot of people, I know my mom was one, a lot of people start, of my parents and older generations started smoking because the tobacco industry wanted them to during the Second World War. And then maybe they started smoking because they thought it was cool. And there's been this generation of people that were raised thinking that it was cool to smoke cigarettes. And maybe they started using then cigarettes to cope with anxiety. Not only has there been so much work done to educate kids about the dangers of smoking, but these young people are looking inside. They can articulate what's going on. They know what's going on. Obviously, they're still struggling and they need help, but their ability to identify what's going on and articulate it is huge, because you don't have to try to convince them, hey, you're coping with, you're using an unhealthy coping skill. They're already there. I mean, how amazing is that?
Yeah, and I don't know that kids know specifically that the e-cigarettes are an unhealthy coping technique, they are able to identify that that's what they're using. The challenge is that kids still are thinking that this is safer, better alternative. So there is certainly education that needs to be done around that. But yes, they are identifying and saying, yep, we are using this as a coping mechanism.
And so then when you can come along and not only educate them and say, okay, here's where you've been misinformed about, about the safety of this, and then try to help them substitute some other, obviously, better coping mechanisms. Were there adults at the forum last night?
Yeah, and actually the forum was really geared more towards adults. Right now we're doing forums like this across the region to really educate parents and teachers about e-cigarettes and Tobacco 21. As Duluth just passed Tobacco 21 last Monday. So talking about different policy options that are effective in combating the use of these products among teens. So yes, we're both adults and teenagers in the audience last night.
Did some people talk, did any adults talk about use of e-cigarettes? Did any adults say, well, I use them to get off regular cigarettes? Like, in theory, that's what they're for, right? What sorts of stories or mm-hmm. sharing did the adults contribute?
We didn't hear any stories last night from adults saying that. And we have heard that from time to time. The bottom line, when it comes down to it, with adults and cessation of using these products, is that they're not FDA approved, and that there are great resources in our communities for adults who are trying to quit tobacco use.
It does seem as though there are lots of really fabulous options that there weren't in the past. That instead of cigarette smoking, I'll just buck up and quit. There's all kinds of programs and support and whatever available. Does the American Lung Association feel, do you have the sense with the organization going forward that maybe you're going to need to spend more time or resources talking to teens about healthy coping mechanisms? That maybe they've kind of got their finger on what's going on with the use of tobacco right now in our society?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're going to certainly need to see education like that going forward. There are many great organizations out there that focus on mental health. The focus of the American Lung Association and the work that we are really doing here in the Northland is, as I already mentioned, focusing on the policy side with Tobacco 21 and that. But absolutely, education of teens and healthy coping, mechanisms for stress and anxiety, mental health is absolutely going to need to be a focus going forward, too.
What an important forum and what really important information it sounds like has come out of it. Amanda, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us about it this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Amanda Cassidy with the American Lung Association, our guest this morning. Last night, there was a forum in Eveleth to talk about the link between e-cigarettes and mental health and many, many teens. The good news is that they were able to articulate and identify the fact that they're using e-cigarettes as coping mechanisms for stress and other challenges, emotional challenges they might be facing. Of course, the bad part is that they're using e-cigarettes. So the education efforts will continue.